Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from a couple of sources. Let's start with some articles from AARP, the magazine, Great Sports Memories of the Golden Age. 1969, Joe Namath guarantees a Super Bowl win. Some tuned in to see the young upstart humbled by the mighty Baltimore Colts. Others hoped against hope that the New York Jets quarterback would end up backing his boast that his underdog team would win Super Bowl III. The Jets' defense dominated, but it was Namath's cockiness that was in tune with the times. 1973, Battle of the Sexes. Billie Jean King said, "I thought it would set women back 50 years if I didn't win that match." Her career included 12 Grand Slam single titles, but she is best remembered for shutting out chauvinist Bobby Riggs and elevating women's sports. 1975, Ali Frazier III. Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali had split two legendary fights at the time of the Trilla in Manila. It was a brutal war of attrition, which Frazier's trainer ended after 14 rounds. Ali later said he had never been so close to dying. 1972, Mark Spitz triumph, then tragedy. Spitz record-breaking 7 gold medals should have capped a joyous Munich Olympics, but these summer games will forever be remembered for the terrorist attack that left 11 Israeli athletes dead and the Jewish American Spitz rushed from the games for his safety. 1973, Secretariat astonishes. He is moving like a tremendous machine, race announcer Chick Anderson's memorable call during the 1973 Belmont Stakes captured the combination of power and grace with which Big Red thundered to victory. 1980, Miracle on Ice. A plucky band of American amateur hockey players were expected to be little more than a speed bump for the Goliaths of the sports from the Soviet Union in the 1980 Olympics. But as announcer Al Michaels would ask, "Do you believe in miracles?" And finally for today, 1986, Greg LeMond wins Tour de France. It was the 73rd Tour de France. The first 72 ended with a European winning, but Greg LeMond caught Bernard Hinault in the Alps late in the grueling race, and America had a champion. Now let's go over to AARP, the bulletin, under the heading of Your Life, an online home for vital documents. Digital vaults store your important papers in the cloud and at your fingertips. Here's what you need to know. You've probably accumulated dozens of important documents in your lifetime, from birth and marriage certificates to car titles, property deeds, and wills. And hopefully you store all those papers in a secure place, such as a fireproof home safe or a safe deposit box at your bank. But as the world becomes more digital, some people are also storing electronic copies of their important papers online in secure spaces called digital vaults. These platforms, from companies such as GoodTrust, Trustworthy, and Presidio, let you upload important documents and control who can see or download them. Compared with more familiar cloud storage services like Google Drive or Dropbox, digital vaults offer more security and flexibility. The main difference lies in the type of encryption used, says Catherine Lambert Belisario, curriculum manager for Senior Planet from AARP, who developed the training on using digital vaults. Digital vaults use a security feature called zero-knowledge encryption, which means that even the service provider can't read the documents. The platforms typically also have multi-factor authentication or sometimes facial or fingerprint recognition to verify the identity of anyone accessing the documents. So, if a family member or attorney needs to download something, you can give them access to only that document and be assured they're the ones who retrieves it. Another difference from free online cloud storage sites, digital vaults typically come with a fee of $10 or more per month. Presidio's vault starts at $150 per year, though AARP members can get a discounted rate. While virtual documents can't replace physical documents in every situation, so you should not destroy your originals, they can often make communication or transactions easier, especially if you're traveling or displaced because of a flood or fire. I think of the digital vault documents almost as backup copies, and also copies that people could access from other places if needed, says Stephanie Genken, a certified financial planner in New York. Caroline McClanahan, a financial planner and founder of Life Planning Partners, compares a digital vault to a virtual file cabinet for important health, legal, and financial paperwork. Since the platforms typically prompt you to categorize your documents as you upload them, it's just a great convenience for good record keeping, she says. As with vital physical documents, anyone with a digital vault should make sure that at least one trusted person knows about the vault and how to access it. That way, the documents will be available to them should you become incapacitated or upon your death. Nathaniel Robinson, CEO of Trustworthy, says that keeping all your key documents together in one known place makes things easier in a crisis. Otherwise, where do you go to find all the important things? How it works. To create a digital vault, choose a company, sign up for an account, and take these steps. 1. Make digital versions. Using a scanner / printer or your smartphone, scan all of your physical documents to create PDFs. In some cases, such as a recent car loan, you may have only digital files. Perhaps they were emailed to you. Download those to your computer. Upload and organize. Sign into the digital vault platform and upload the documents to your vault. The platform should guide you on how to file your records. In general, items are placed under an appropriate category, family IDs, insurance, or legal, for example. You can also add notes to explain an item in more detail. Set the permissions. You can customize access for family, friends, lawyers, caregivers, or medical providers, dictating what each person can see. Everything, only certain categories, or only certain documents. And you can share and unshare items at any time. This article was by Edward C. Begg, who covers technology and consumer topics for AARP. Beth Braverman is also a contributing writer for AARP. Now, in this AARP, the bulletin, we have a centerfold, Get the Best from Medicare Advantage. If you're among the 51% of Medicare beneficiaries who have a Medicare Advantage, MA, plan, now is a good time to ask whether your coverage still meets your needs. During the fall open enrollment season, October 15th through December 7th, and MA open enrollment season, January 1st through March 31st, you can change MA plans or return to original Medicare, OM, and add a drug plan. Here's what you need to know about switching. If you want a different Medicare Advantage plan, access to care. Concerned about this? My surgery was delayed because pre-approvals took too long. They denied the treatment my doctor recommended. My cardiologist and her hospital have left my plan. Do this. Use the Medicare Plan Finder to compare plans by provider, access, cost, and coverage. Health maintenance organizations, HMOs, cover out-of-network care only in limited situations. Preferred provider organizations, PPOs, cover out-of-network treatment, but it's usually costlier than staying in-network. Call your preferred health care providers to see if they accept any MA plans and are taking new patients. Don't rely on plans provider directories, which may be outdated. Or you can contact plans directly to ask about provider networks, referrals, pre-approval requirements, co-pays, and drug coverage limits. Cost. Concerned about this? My premiums are high, and I never go to the doctor. My specialist co-pays are really adding up. Do this. Check listings in the Medicare Plan Finder to compare plans. It can rank plans based on premiums plus drug cost. Look for lower co-pays if you require frequent services, even if premiums are higher. Compare plans' annual out-of-pocket max. And consider a low-premium plan with higher service co-pays if you rarely need services. Next, we have drugs. Concerned about this? The plan makes me try a different drug before it will cover the one my doctor prescribed. A drug I use is no longer on the formulary. Do this. Respond yes in the Medicare Plan Finder when asked, do you want to see your drug costs when you compare plans? And enter the drugs you use. After you select plan details for any plan, scroll down and click on View More Drug Coverage to see if your medications are covered and whether they have restrictions. Or contact your top plan choices to confirm that your drugs are covered for your diagnoses. Plan quality. Concerned about this? My plan got only 2.5 stars for overall quality, which is quite low. Do this. Filter plans by star ratings in the Medicare Plan Finder or look for the rating under each plan name. And finally, in this section, extra benefits. Concerned about this? I'm not eligible for transportation because I haven't been hospitalized. Or the dental benefits cover only cleanings and the dentist is pressuring me to get other procedures. Do this. Prioritize provider access, coverage, and costs, rather than choosing a plan only for its extra benefits. Use the plan benefits filter in the Medicare Plan Finder to see available extras and call each plan to verify limitations, eligibility requirements for its extra benefits. Now we have a list of essential resources. AARP on Medicare. Read the latest news, find answers to common questions, and get instant responses to queries from a tool drawing on AARP's vast knowledge base. Go to aarp.org/Medicare. Medicare Plan Finder. Compare all the plans in your area with this official Medicare tool. It has information on each plan's costs, coverage, and extra benefits. Medicare.gov/plan-compare. State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Get free, objective counseling on Medicare choices and coverage from staff or local volunteers. Go to shiphelp.org. And finally, in this part, 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 800-633-4227. Is available 24/7. Except on some federal holidays, to help you compare your coverage options. The phone number for TTY users is 877-486-2048. That Medicare number again was 800-633-4227. Then, if you want to switch from Medicare Advantage to Original Medicare, there's a catch. You may not be able to add Medicare Supplement Insurance or Medigap, which can cover costs that OM doesn't. In most cases, insurers can charge higher premiums because of a pre-existing condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, or cancer, for example. Or they can deny an application altogether. That means you could face unlimited out-of-pocket costs for deductibles, copays, and co-insurance, which Medigap usually covers. But there are exceptions. If you're switching from MA to OM, you have guaranteed issue in the following situations, meaning insurers must write you a Medigap policy at standard rates. You live in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, or New York, which require guaranteed issue Medigap plans to be offered to all OM enrollees 65 and older. You first got Medicare less than 12 months ago, or you dropped Medigap to try MA for the first time less than 12 months ago, and you want to return to that same Medigap plan. Your MA plan is canceled or terminated. Apply for a Medigap policy within 63 days of coverage ending. You move out of your plan's service area. Again, apply within 63 days. You live in one of the 29 states that mandate guaranteed issue Medigap plans if your retiree coverage changes, or in one of the 10 states with such a mandate if you lose Medicaid. For listings, go to kff.org and search for Medigap Elusive and click on that article's appendix. Check with your state for specific rules. So, before you make the move, contact your state insurance department or local SHIP office to review your options and understand your state's Medigap rules. If you have had an MA plan for more than a year, apply to several Medigap plans to see if any of them will offer you coverage. And on this same subject, under the heading of your money, surprise, it's your extra Medicare charge, why you might pay a higher premium and what you can do about it. It can be a shock to learn that you'll have to pay extra for Medicare, perhaps hundreds of dollars per month on top of standard premiums. But millions of people must pay an add-on charge, known as the Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, or IRMA. Medicare premiums are means-tested, explains Samuel Phillipson, a partner at accounting firm PKF O'Connor Davies in Bethesda, Maryland. Higher income can mean higher premiums. IRMA, which can apply if you have original Medicare, Medicare Advantage, or Part D drug coverage, typically hits well-off enrollees, but many others have to pay it too. You can appeal the charge, though, and with some planning, avoid IRMA altogether. How it works. To determine whether you owe IRMA, and if so, how much, the Social Security Administration, SSA, looks at your income from 2 years earlier. Your 2026 IRMA, for example, is based on your tax return for 2024. If your modified adjustment gross income, your adjusted gross income plus any tax-exempt interest, is above a certain amount, you'll pay both the standard premium and an IRMA surcharge. IRMA amounts and income brackets are updated each year. Appealing the charges. The SSA sends out IRMA notices annually. Broadly speaking, you can appeal the charge for two reasons. One, the SSA used the wrong tax information, which can happen if you filed an amended return. Two, your income has dropped due to what the SSA terms a life-changing event. The most common life-changing event behind an appeal is retirement. If that or another form of work stoppage applies to you, advisors say you definitely should appeal. The end of a marriage is another common life-changing event. If you're newly single because of a divorce or your spouse's death, IRMA might be triggered by a joint return that no longer reflects your financial situation. This can be especially devastating for some widows and widowers, says Paula K. Elmgren, an elder law attorney in Lenox, Massachusetts. Just when your income is going down, you're being asked to pay more. Other qualifying life-changing events have to do with loss of income beyond your control, including loss of pension income and loss of income-producing property because of natural disaster, disease, fraud, or theft. What won't qualify you for an appeal, however, is selling your home, making a large traditional IRA withdrawal, or losing income because you've transferred or sold an income-producing property. The SSA considers these moves voluntary and routine, not reason to reduce Medicare premiums. Fortunately, relief from IRMA surcharges should come the following year when a later tax return shows lower income. You can begin the appeal process by calling 800-772-1213, or you can go to ssa.gov to download form SSA-561-U2. For reconsideration based on incorrect tax information for those forms, or form SSA-44 to appeal based on a life-changing event. If you're married, each spouse must separately file an appeal. If your appeal is approved, your premiums will be adjusted and any overpayments you've made will be refunded. Plan and save. You can avoid IRMA or at least minimize it by thinking strategically. Smart tax planning before retirement can lead to lower taxable income and lower Medicare premiums later, says Jared Berman, a CPA from Northport, New York. Some moves to consider. Use the 2 to 5 years before retirement, before you're on Medicare, and when your income is already high, to cash in investments or sell a property so it doesn't show up on a tax return used to determine IRMA. Instead of taking a large withdrawal from a traditional IRA, spread withdrawals out over several years to keep your annual income lower. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can also donate directly from your IRA to a charity via a qualified charitable distribution, which won't be used in calculating income taxes or IRMA. And finally, draw on income that doesn't count toward IRMA. Health savings account withdrawals used for qualified medical expenses, Roth IRA withdrawals, and reverse mortgage proceeds are all excluded. And in the sidebar article here, AARP is fighting to keep Medicare strong for older Americans. Medicare is a lifeline for millions of older Americans, helping them see doctors, affordable prescriptions, and live independently as they age. But the program must keep evolving to serve people's needs. That's why AARP is pushing Congress to strengthen and protect both traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage. We're calling on lawmakers to improve access to dental, vision, and hearing services, reduce out-of-pocket costs, and ensure timely access to care, crack down on misleading Medicare Advantage marketing and unfair denials of coverage, support the Improving Seniors Timely Access to Care Act, which would streamline prior authorizations in Medicare Advantage. Pass the bipartisan No Upcode Act to end wasteful billing practices that drive up costs. AARP won a historic victory that allowed Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices, a long overdue reform that is already saving older Americans billions. Now we're working to protect that win against lobbying by the drug industry to weaken, delay, or undo the law. As health care evolves, so must Medicare, says AARP Chief Advocacy and Engagement Officer Nancy LeMond. That means protecting what works, fixing what doesn't, and ensuring every part of the program is delivering for the people it is meant to serve. Now, also in the bulletin, let's look at 99, well, we're not going to look at all 99, but great ways to save on holiday hosting this time. Plan your menu early. Making menus in advance allows you to strategically pick up non-perishable items over time, spreading out your spending and taking advantage of sales. Julie Ramhold, a senior editor and consumer analyst at Deal News, recommends starting to watch supermarkets in late October, we're almost there, for Thanksgiving sales and mid to late November for the winter holidays. Oops, I just realized I'm recording this in early November. So Thanksgiving has passed by the time you hear it, but this will work for Christmas too. Hit up warehouse stores. If you're hosting eight or more people, you generally save money by purchasing fresh produce from a warehouse store rather than a grocery store, says chef and TV personality Chris Valdez. While you're there, you can also stock up on extra paper goods and cleaning supplies you'll need while you have a full house. Buy pre-owned serving dishes. Pretty platters and serving bowls can set the mood, but they're expensive. You can often find high-quality, barely-used items at thrift stores, garage sales, and local buy-and-sell groups on Facebook, Valdez says. With just a good wash, they can add a style to your budget. When the season is over, you can save them for next year. Scale back on appetizers. Hosts tend to overdo their hors d'oeuvres, and guests fill up before they even sit down for the main course, leading to wasted food. Instead of spending a ton of money on 10 different apps, I would focus on one or two, advises Renee Patron Reinhardt, founder and CEO of Party Host Helpers. Then, it's not overkill when dinner is served. Host a festive brunch. Brunch foods like eggs, pancakes, and waffle mix and fresh fruit typically cost less than the ingredients for a sit-down dinner. Plus, you can limit alcoholic drinks to simple mimosas or Bloody Marys. This is a great way to save a nice chunk of money if you still get to celebrate. Have a leftover buffet. After a large family dinner, you may find yourself with a fridge full of leftover turkey, half-eaten salads, and other odds and ends. Instead of letting them go to waste, spread your leftovers on the counter and invite the family to get creative. Now we have time for a couple more travel tips, actually. This is more saving money. Stop hoarding your credit card points. A quarter of rewards credit card holders didn't redeem any rewards last year, choosing to save them. But holding on to points doesn't pay. Over time, points tend to lose value due to either inflation or program changes, says Bankrate industry analyst Ted Rossman. So you're better off earning and burning. Inconvenience yourself. Most people don't want the hassle of taking the first or last flight of the day or a route that makes stops. But dealing with the aggravation often means getting a cheaper fare. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. I do hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join me next week. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.